Tom Rowe. You're listening to Turn On the News, 3.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. You can tune in to Transmission Art at free103.9.org. That's free103point9.org. Right, you're tuned in to Turn On the News, and the telephones are ringing tonight. We are going to look at some radio art with telephones tonight from radio play from 31 Down called Dead Dial Tone, and a performance with telephones by Matt Bua in Hudson, New York, last July at the Spotty Dog Bookstore.
I got to wear a hat that my baby done stole. myself. Oh, I can't control myself. Oh, I can't control myself. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Hang up and run. Oh, 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 whoa, 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 run.
All right, next up is 31 Down and Dead Dial Tone, a radio play from their Noise Noir CD, released by Free 103.9.
And I'm finished with you. Mike! Hi, Mike. Why did you make me do people? Why? Mike! I baited them like you left. Baited me. All those years, Mike. You did so little to help me. Oh, Mike. You just helped me from my emotions scattering in all over the pavement like salt. Mike, like rock salt in an icy New England road. I feel like someone's following me. I feel alone here in this phone booth looking at an empty world around me. Like I'm staring through a glass casket. I'm out here in a cotton mic, and you won't even respond to me. I'm scared. Mike. Don't you see that? Someone's following me, Mike. Oh, why won't you say something? Say something, Mike. I'm leaving, Mike. I'm packing my bags and I'm moving on. Does that worry you? Mike is so damn selfish, she won't even care. One more thing, Mike. Stay out of the dungeon. And well, I know you told me not to do what I did, but I had no choice. They asked me about you, you know, and I'm just friends. And I told them everything. Can you hear that? A voice from a glass tomb is entering your face. It's over. Goodbye, Mike. was over. I did what you wanted me to do.
Been asked like a million times what is transmission arts, and then you know before that I'm sure the video artists were asked what is video art, and before that you know what is sound art, you know. So finally we have this fine book that them for them to browse through. So today I thought what would happen if we all conference called everybody in this room and we put the phones on speakerphone, and you know, and then just kind of moved about the room or did whatever we felt like doing. So I have a list of numbers, but what would even help, if you see somebody else in the room that you have their number, you should just start calling. And then the next step is, if you know how to make a conference call, do that. Now I'm going to start going through this list, and we're going to try to see how many people we can call, put on conference call, and then put on speakerphone, you know. So and then just see what happens. And then The next step would be the whole world conference calls everybody. They walk to one point, and then they put their phones in a pile, and maybe they catch fire, because maybe that would happen if their batteries are all charged. So let me, so feel free to get your phones out and call the person next to you, and then I'm gonna go through my little list. And there could be telephone digital number noise. So this might take about, you know, eight to 9 minutes, but depending. Oh, there we go. There's. You can call. I mean, she had her phone on silence. It's all right. You can take your phones off silence. Okay.
And we need to legally say that you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
All right, so I got Galen. All right, we have Galen. Hold on. I'm gonna. Now I gotta. All right. Now I'm gonna make my new call. All right. I'm gonna keep making calls.
Oh, there's some feedback.
All right. Well, then if we keep talking to each other, then of course we might have more and more feedback. Add to conference. All right, we just got somebody else. Where's your number on here? Put your number on here.
Hello.
It sounds like it's getting a little thicker. That's good. All right. Awesome. It's getting good. Whoa. Somebody's whistling Dixie. Which one was yours?
No cursing.
Is that 394? All right, I'm calling.
How's it going, man? See, I'm trying to call your number.
All right.
Do I need to call
you? Oh, you can just call me.
Yeah, I'm in there now.
conference calls.
You're on hold. Somehow you're on hold. Maybe there's a limit to conference calls.
Yeah, I was on there.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Let's see.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Oh, I'm back on.
Oh, yeah, you're back on. All right. All right, we got four people on the... Sam, are you there? Sam, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm here. Hey, Jared. What's happening?
All right. We'll see. Sounds like we're in a jungle with some birds. So I guess you guys see what happens. I don't think there's a limit to conference calls, but all right. I guess we can all keep talking to ourselves, but we have one more performance from Tom Rowe.
All right, this is Tom Rowe. That was Matt Bua with a live cell phone performance at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale Store in Hudson, New York. On July 23rd, 2011, I've been listening to a special tonight on telephones in radio art, as telephone is just another frequency these days. Before Matt Bua, we heard 31 Down with the radio theater play Dead Dial Tone from Noise Noir. I'm Tom Rowe. We're listening now to Todd Merrill, a song called A Gig a Minute from This Won't Hurt a Bit. Since 1978, Todd Merrill has been fascinated with the imperceptible environment of electromagnetic radiation that shortwave radio and processing can capture and transform into an immersive musical environment. In 1991, he began exploring the musical possibilities of this world collaboration with Patrick Jordan. The result was SWR, a two-movement work that was performed several times in Chicago and on WBEZ National Public Radio. Composer Lou Mazzello of the Experimental Sound Studio in Chicago wrote in P4 magazine, quote, "It soon becomes clear that the focus of the work is not on achieving any particular musical moment, but on the ephemerality of the sonic transformation itself. Unlike compositions that utilize radio in part for its referential or signifying qualities, SWR is more in the minimalist tradition of relying on the primacy of the material itself. The work is a celebration of the radio as material and of the belief that minutiae and limited systems can yield rich results, but it is also a celebration of the rich, ragged, unstable thickness of analog sound in a world anesthetized by the crisp and clean precision of digital audio." All right, that was A Gig a Minute. This is a collaboration with Joshua Freed called Pistol Shrimp. Todd Merrill and Joshua Freed. Pistol Shrimp from Radio Action 3 on Turn on the News. I'm Tom Rowe. You're listening to Turn on the News on from 313.9. Next, we're going to listen to Mike Dodge Weisskopf's recordings. He records shortwave music, is what he calls it. He's a radio producer, historian, archivist, and broadcast artist based in Los Angeles, California. And, oops, let's hear some recordings from a Ukraine transmission from Ding, Mesopotamia. Dodge Weisskopf, a radio producer and historian, archivist, broadcast artist based in Los Angeles, who works with shortwave. You can go to M-Y-K-E, that's how you spell Mike and Mike Dodge Weisskopf, myke.me/WordPress for the shortwave broadcast blog. This is Particle Shower from William Baczynski on Turn on the News. William Baczynski is a classically trained musician and composer who's been working in experimental media for over 25 years in New York City. His haunting and melancholy soundscapes explore the temporal nature of life, resounding with the reverberations of memory and the mystery of time. He's known for two pieces mainly, the Disintegration Loops, 2004 album, and The River, a two-disc shortwave music experiment on a German label, came out in 2003. This record was called Shortwave Music, and this track is called Particle Shower, and the artist is William Baczynski on Turn on the News. For more information about transmission art, radio art, or just what Free 103.9 is, a nonprofit based in arts group based in New York that works with artists that use the radio as their medium. Alright, I'm Tamara. We're listening to Turn on the News. We're going to now turn to WBAI-FM, New York City station, and a recording from Avant Garde Concert 3, originally broadcast December 12th and December 17th, 1964. It's a recording of the annual Avant Garde Festival program of August 30th, 1964. This is Charlotte Moorman with Plus Minus on Turn on the News. Thank you. That was Charlotte Mormon from a WBAI broadcast from 1964, a track called Plus Minus. Now we're going to move from 1964 to 2012, where noted Hudson Valley-based composer Pauline Olivieras is turning 80 in celebration of her career in electronic and tape music. The Important Records label is releasing a 12-CD box set of unreleased early electronic work. It'll be available May 22nd, 2012. I think that is Pauline Olivier's actual 80th birthday. It's called Reverberations, Tape and Electronic Music, 1961 through 1970. And I'll read a little bit about Pauline for anyone who doesn't know about her. Pauline Olivieras, composer, performer, and humanitarian, is an important pioneer in American music. Claimed internationally for four decades, she has explored sound, forging new ground for herself and others through improvisation, electronic music, ritual, teaching, and meditation. She has created a body of work with such breadth of vision that it profoundly affects those who experience it and eludes many who try to write about it. 313.9 has worked with her, and certainly many of her non-electronic works can be considered transmission art, as she, in some of her electronic works, where the piece we did was a piece where we tuned in locations from around the world to Lincoln Center in New York City, and she manipulated those recordings and had everyone together. And those are the kind of work she does. We'll hear some of her most famous pieces now. This, I guess, Bye Bye Butterfly, from the New Music for Electronic and Recorded Media, Women in Electronic Music, 1977 record. Bye Bye Butterfly from Pauline Olivieras on Turn on the News.
Thank you.